When I work out at the gym really strenuously, my ears pop, lose pressure, and when I breathe, it begins to go in and out of my ears. This is compounded with heavy, repetitive yawning. Why?
I know why Mark wanted this question, Mr. Workout. The thought of working out makes me yawn. Heavy, repetitive yawning.
That sounds like a workout in and of itself. Heavy, repetitive yawning.
I did 12 sets.
12 sets, 18 reps a set. This got me to thinking. One of the things that you're always told by a trainer is to breathe when you're lifting weights and to exhale on the exertion and inhale and exhale when you're lifting the weight. And one of the reasons for this is that there's a kind of physiological mechanism called the Valsalva mechanism, and it involves exhaling and then holding that breath in sort of at the top of your throat. And it's something everyone does when they're exerting themselves. You could do it when you're
pooping.
Coughing. I guess you can when you're pooping.
Yeah, that's what we do in the hospital. We tell people to bear down like they're moving their bowels, the Valsalva maneuver.
And if anyone out there has ever had a hernia repair or a hernia, doctors will tell you don't do those sorts of things. You know that when people who have hernias and cough sometimes express the hernia more acutely. But this Valsalva mechanism results in a buildup of pressure in your chest. And that pressure can do a number of things. And I think this sense of pressure in the ear has to do with this. So it's very important to breathe. So you're not putting pressure, undue pressure on parts of your body from this. Now, here's an interesting thing about this. There is an increase in intraocular fluid pressure. It's pressure in your eye. For people who have glaucoma, which Billy is what? Isn't that it's more pressure in the eye than normal, yeah?
Yes.
So if you have more pressure in your eye than normal and you're doing something that can then even increase that pressure more, it's even more important to do things in the proper way. So I think really this is a good question to answer because it allows us to tell people to breathe, exhale and inhale when you're lifting weights. It's better for you in many ways.
Or don't lift weights.
What?